But now we go to Cincinnati. And remember, all guests appear on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, where James Rapine in Cincinnati joins us. He's the host of Locked On Bengals down there, where they, coming up on next Sunday, will be hosting the New England Patriots at 1 p.m. on CBS. James, you'll get something to Jamar Chase down there?
Yeah, I think that's the major question. I think there's a shot at it for sure. I also think that the Bengals are probably comfortable given the Justin Jefferson deal, the CeeDee Lamb deal, which happened after their fourth season going into year five, waiting. So can they strike a deal with 2 years left on Jamar's contract? That's the big question. They are talking. Will something get done? I think that's the big question going into week one.
Is there pressure on them to get something done sooner than later just for the simple fact that everybody else keeps moving up the market, pushing the market up for them?
Yeah, I think that there's some logic to that. You know, that the fact that you think about it, like Garrett Wilson, let's say he goes off and has a CeeDee Lamb-like year with Aaron Rodgers. Well, he's going to want a lot of money next offseason. And so there's always a receiver or two that could push the market up. But I do wonder if we're close to the top of it. And at the same time, if you're Jamar, maybe you do want to wait. Maybe you do want to go out there with Joe Burrow and put up career high numbers and then get your contract next offseason, which would certainly be more than what you're probably negotiating right now.
Do you buy that he'll be ready to play and play at a high level week one after not taking part in any training camp?
Yeah, I do. He's been working out behind closed doors and running routes and doing all of those things. So the hold-in is kind of funny because obviously he stays healthy, but you still have to work out. You still have to run, jump, cut, run routes. And so he's been doing that recently. And obviously he has 2 weeks of practice to get ready for the Patriots.
Who are you most surprised didn't make the team?
There weren't really many surprises. I think that given what happened injury-wise during camp and they had a retirement in the defensive end room, it kind of made it pretty easy to predict where they were going to go. So there weren't many surprises. I think we could get a surprise or two today, though, with the waiver wire.
Jackson Carmen has been cut. Dax Hill has been terrible. How do you grade Duke Tobin?
Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. Two different draft classes. Dax Hill, I mean, he's going to be guarding Jerry Jeudy or one of these guys.
Good luck.
You think? Good luck?
Yeah, no, Jerry Judy's going to cook him.
Cook him?
Hey, if he locks down Jerry Jeudy, then we'll revisit this. He ain't going to lock down Jerry Jeudy.
Wow. There's a lot of confidence in Jerry Jeudy.
Have that much confidence that Dax Hill is terrible. Yeah.
Why is Dax Hill terrible?
You've seen the tape yourself. Why don't you tell everybody else? Because you know what I know, that he's terrible.
I don't think he's terrible.
Oh, so they just change positions around on guys who are really, really good?
I think he's clearly comfortable at corner, and he's going to start outside week one. Now, does he end up being a quality corner? We'll see. But they're pretty comfortable with him at corner.
Okay. But you didn't answer the question about Duke Tobin.
Jackson Carmen, I can't defend. It's awful. It's an awful pick. They never should have made it. Can you imagine thinking he can block Myles Garrett?
No.
I mean, there's not many guys that can, to be fair.
You'd rather have Ken Carmen trying to block Myles Garrett than Jackson Carmen.
There's no doubt.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. I would definitely rather have Ken Carmen.
But,
and I wouldn't say that in most scenarios.
I want you to affix a grade to Duke Tobin. That's what I want you to do.
I think he, the past couple of years, it has been rough. Up until possibly this year. I mean, all 10 draft picks made the team. I think that's noteworthy. And in 2020 and 2021, early in 21 especially, because that's when Jackson was drafted as well, but you get Chase, you get Burrow, you get Higgins, you get Wilson, Logan Wilson, the linebacker. Like, you've gotten a lot of pieces, too. So there are going to be hits, there are going to be misses. I'm not willing to call Dax Hill a miss yet. So great Duke Tobin, B. I think he's been above average. I don't think he should be fired. This team's really darn good. But, yeah, there have been some misses as well.
Do you think it's a good thing that all 10 draft picks and two undrafted guys made the 53-man roster, meaning there's 12 rookies on that team?
Well, one of them, the punter, Ryan Rico, kind of made it by default because Brad Robbins got hurt. So I didn't even really count him. But, no, I don't think it's a bad thing because they need to get younger. They pushed out some vets that had been on the team for a couple of years. that probably shouldn't, the Trey Hills of the world, the Jackson Carmens of the world. And so I actually think that this is a good thing, and it probably should have happened last year or the year prior in some cases.
Jason Williams from the Cincinnati Inquirer, not the basketball player. Well, I don't know if the guy from the Inquirer ever played basketball, or I really don't care. He wrote about Paycor Stadium, and he was asked a question about would the Bengals ever move over this situation. Do you think the Bengals would ever actually move? I do not, but I'm not setting you up to be nasty about it. I just want to get your opinion.
Yeah, I certainly hope not. I think both sides, whether it's the county or the franchise, are optimistic of keeping the Bengals here. So that's my approach to it. At the same time, you guys know up there how stadium stuff can go, is going. And I think it's good that Joe Burrow's in town, because that probably makes things a little easier to negotiate.
Yeah, if you build a new stadium, you could call it the house that Joe built. Isn't that nice?
That's going to be what it is if a new stadium does get done. A brand new stadium? Oh, yeah. Boy, look at you. You're trying to take us to the suburbs. I like being downtown.
Whoa, hold on.
You're not building a new stadium downtown.
Now, why is that?
Because where are you going to play in the meantime? There's all these things that you guys have talked about up there.
Louisville? You can play at Louisville? Don't knock it until you try it.
Cue the Kentucky jokes.
Covington Municipal.
Yeah. The Covington boys, they would have you. All right. James, by the way, do you expect Joe Burrow to make it through the entire season? How many games?
Of course.
All 17? All 17?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. James Rapine, Locked On Bengals in Cincinnati. We go to Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, where they will be at Atlanta at 1 p.m. Sunday, September 8th. That's a game on Fox. And Pony, first up, who would you pick to start, Russell Wilson or Justin Fields?
Russell Wilson. It's going to be Joe Davis, Greg Olson, devoted, calling his first game on the B team. He gets Steelers and Falcons that Sunday. I would start Russell Wilson. I don't think he has a long leash, Ken. And by the way, Nippert Stadium would work for the Bengals.
Yeah, that would probably work just fine. Yeah, go ahead Nippert there, Stadium. Danny.
Do you think this was ever actually a quarterback battle between Wilson and Fields?
No, I don't. No. Mike Tomlin's really good at staging fake quarterback competitions. He actually loves them. He pretends like guys are battling. He's one of these phony baloney coaches that tries to make it sound like every starting spot is up for grabs. Everybody is competing. T.J. Watt competing for a starting job. Total malarkey. He has, over the last 2 weeks in practice, I think a grand total of zero starting first-team snaps have gone to Justin Fields. So when they convinced Russell Wilson to play here for the veteran minimum and stick it to the Broncos, part of that was we were promising you'll be the starter week one. And that's why Kenny Pickett staged a hissy fit and is now the backup in Philadelphia.
So you said not a long leash for Wilson. What week do you expect Justin Fields to take over QB1?
I think by Halloween, he'll probably be the starting quarterback. Yeah, I think that Russell Wilson will not stink. I don't think he's going to blow. But I think at the moment there are it's not an ideal situation for him because the weapons on offense below average and offensive line questions for the Steelers, despite heavy investment in offensive line, tremendous investment in line, 2 first-round picks, big money, paying more to guards than any team in the NFL. So. For whatever reason, it still hasn't worked. I think the offensive line coach is not very good. But, yeah, I think that that's going to contribute to Russell Wilson finding his way to the bench around the midpoint of the season.
Do you believe with the wait and waiting to find out all throughout the preseason of who's going to be the starter?
Do I believe in that?
Yeah, do you believe in such a thing? Mike Tomlin, but I want to know your thought in general.
I think it's dumb. I mean, this whole idea, Atlanta, they might be in practice this week. They got to worry about the Justin Fields read option. Their defensive coordinator is watching Justin Fields tape. Raheem Morris, he just woke up at 3:30 in the morning because he's nervous that Justin Fields is going to have 5 snaps. Complete crap. No, I don't. I think it's stupid. I think it's sophomoric. I think it's high school gym teacher type coaching from Mike Tomlin.
You guys going to get Brandon Ayuk or not?
I got news, Ken. It just moved off the goal line.
To where?
There was a penalty.
5-yard, 10-yard penalty, personal foul. What are we talking?
Well,
how far back are we?
It's half the distance if it's from the goal line. He's going the other way. He's not there. He said that 2 weeks ago. It starts at the 1-yard line and don't finish.
Hey, they took a holding penalty before Ben brought him 88 yards downfield to beat Arizona. Maybe that happened here.
Hey, real play. Give me a grade on Omar Khan.
This offseason or the whole tenure?
The whole tenure. Yeah, I know he ain't been around long, but come on.
2 years? I'm going to say B.
Okay. Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan. There's a reason I asked James Rapide and Andrew Filippone pointed questions about the general managers. That's coming up at 8:45. I'm not going to tell you now.
Don't.
I want to.
No.
I'm not going to.
No.
Simple question. And it's really the same question for all three sports, but I'm going to boil it down to the Gardos here. And the Browns.
And what the Cavs.
About the Cavs?
Not the Cavs. Not just yet. We'll wait on the Cavs season to really start to heat up before, not heat up, but start to take shape here in the preseason before we get going there with that. All right? I make the rules around
here.
We're
just a few weeks away.
Media day.
God,
just over a month.
It's too early. That's too early.
Training camp in Florida.
I don't like the NFL sticking its ass into baseball season.
Danny sharpening all his pencils, making sure they're ready to go.
Yeah.
Further into basketball. I don't like the NFL getting further into basketball season or baseball season. I don't like the NBA starting that early. Hockey is interminably long. Holy
wow.
Hockey
doesn't have an offseason.
It really doesn't.
Like, they raise the cup and training camp
really
starts 2 weeks later.
You got to have an offseason at some point.
I do not know how hockey does it because their season is like 4 weeks longer than basketball when you think about 2 weeks at the front, 2 weeks at the end.
And these guys get knocked clean out at times.
Have no teeth left.
82 games, then the postseason. It's just such a long sport. Respect given.
I don't know how people do it.
All the respect in the world. I do mean that sincerely. Anyway, is the postseason enough for both the Guardians and the Cleveland Browns?
I don't think so. I think the answer is the same for both of them. I think considering what the Guardians, the start they got off to, how good they were really up until the start of this month, they are a team that I felt should be a contender for the World Series. Felt they should be a team that can win a postseason series, which to me is the ALDS, because they should be a team that gets a first-round bye, wins the division, wins that ALDS, gets the ALCS. And for the Browns, I think they need to – I don't expect them to finish first in the AFC and get a bye. So I need them to at least win one, if not two, postseason games for it to be
reasoning.
Success.
I have a reason.
I need to see them win in the playoffs, both organizations.
I disagree. 216-474-92. Let me tell
side?
You why I disagree. I disagree with both, actually.
Oh, wow.
I disagree with the point you made about the Guardians because, again, I picked them at 82 and 80 this year to make the postseason. I think that right now everybody's in a bad mood. I know you guys are in a bad mood, and I'm not in a good mood about them either. There's not very many good things to say about the Guardians. They raised a bunch of money for charity yesterday. That's about as good as I can say about the Guardians. Great for them. Other than that, when it comes to the baseball, a lot of this sucks right now, and I just don't know where the answers are. Other than you got to get out of this slump. You got to get out and find a way to not press, which is almost impossible to do. It's the hardest thing to do, to not press and take her easy. In a race that's become the tightest it's been, where now technically if the season ended today, Kansas City would win the division because they have the tiebreak over you. But still just making the postseason, considering that somebody called in earlier today and said called them a bunch of utility players, is true. So it would be good to still make the postseason. The postseason is enough. Just to make the playoffs for the Guardians is just enough for me. For the Browns, you got to look at I have to look at big picture too. If they don't make the postseason this year, jobs are on the line. The quarterback's job is on the line.
I agree.
You are looking, and I mean this could get very ugly, if you don't make the postseason, and things have gotten very ugly in the past for the Browns, dead in the hairy eyeball, you're looking at the greatest buyout in NFL history.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think if things don't go well, then it's hard for players to put it on themselves. I've seen it so many times here where players put it on the organization. You didn't give me what I need. I didn't get this. I didn't get that. There wasn't the proper support I need. Again, we go back to that whole Joe Flacco thing. We're bringing up the stuff with Jameis Winston. And Jameis Winston, you guys know that that would be Bolsheviks from the very beginning, because Jameis Winston has been every bit of cheerleader as anybody could possibly be for Deshaun Watson. But, and I'm putting a lot of ideas out there that hopefully are not true. But if it doesn't go well this year, this is three straight years. This is 5 years overall that we've been waiting for this type of play. That means it's really never coming back. And then I think instead of blaming himself, which athletes very, very rarely do, he would put it on the organization and say he wants out. And they'd say, well, it's impossible because we have a whole bunch of money. We're stuck with you. And there would possibly be a thing about a buyout. It would just get very, very, very nasty.
Yeah.
In every sense.
Yep.
So to me, just making the playoffs, it keeps everybody somewhat calm. It keeps the Browns calm. I disagree with you. You're shaking your head at me. They can't hear you. It keeps the Browns calm. I don't think it makes the fans very calm, but I can look at you and then say with sincerity, they're not going to make the playoffs without him playing well. If they make the playoffs, he will have had to play well. That means that I could probably keep the team's head above water while they go through a roster transition. That means that he could be a good franchise quarterback for us. And some of the fears that a lot of people have, or the downtrodden thoughts that a lot of people have about the guy, maybe aren't true then. And then we can start to move on and go upward and onward. I think the playoffs with him, the playoffs we were just begging to get to with Joe Flacco, I still think the goal is the same with him.
No, our standards should be higher. The Browns did not make this trade just to be a team that gets into the playoffs and is happy about
no,
it.
No, but things have changed. You're the one who says the goalposts changed naturally.
You're
yes, they are.
Still paying a guy that's supposed to be a franchise quarterback that amount of money.
He's supposed to be. I didn't sign him to the deal. Neither did you.
You have to live up to a contract there.
Do you?
Yes. For these standards?
As of right now?
This is the best roster the Browns have ever had.
Well, Watson in 2022 was expected to live up to that standard. I've had an injury. I've had scattershot play since then. How many other things have we brought up about the past and going back to 2020, which is just not realistic anymore? I have to look at what's realistic now. No, it will never be worth it. We got to get it out of our heads. Unless they win the Super Bowl, it ain't going to be worth the $230 million. Nobody's picking us to win the Super Bowl.
I agree.
A lot of people might be picking us to make the playoffs, which there's not as many as I wish. Nobody's picking us to win the Super Bowl this year, except for Browns fans. So unless they win the Super Bowl, that's the only thing that pays it off. It's a fleeting chance that you win the Super Bowl. So that's not going to pay it off. So now I have to look for the closest thing to paying it off. I might be a Super Bowl team in the future. For the big long term, I got to win football games, go to the playoffs, and I have to prove that Deshaun Watson can at least play out the rest of this contract with the Browns. There's so many things that has to be done. Making the playoffs to me is just enough for this football team.
I agree they're not going to win the Super Bowl. I agree that getting your worth out of Deshaun Watson is a Super Bowl victory. I agree there. But the closest thing to that is not just making the playoffs. They just made the playoffs with Joe Flacco.
Uh-huh.
They actually did more with Baker Mayfield.
And they needed
Win in the playoffs.
And they did do just as much of that. And you're talking to the guy who so many times has got a bunch of nasty messages because I say that basically you've traded Baker Mayfield for Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
In almost every sense. All these things have changed. All the ideas of what they went out to do have changed. So now I have to be realistic. It's not realistic that he's going to perform from going back to 2020 standards. It's not realistic that he's going to do that. I have to get as close to that as possible. Can he still get close to it? I think he can. If he can get close to it, then I think you're a playoff team. It is not realistic to think that you're going to go and make the playoffs with the injuries you had at the quarterback position like you did last year. I think that that's a very special story that we'll tell for a very long period of time, but that's not realistic. I can only go by the common sense. What's realistic about the Guardians, if I bring them back up? You got Jose Ramirez. You got a little bit of Josh Naylor. Stephen Kwan, people were down on at the end of last year. He obviously started off very well, but when people call them a bunch of utility players, they're right. I got to go by what's realistic. To me, it's enough to make the postseason with the Cleveland Guardians, and it's the same with the Cleveland Browns. 216-474-0092. Go ahead.
The Browns roster is so much better. Like, I can listen to what you're saying on the Guardians because of where your expectations were initially. The Browns roster from 1 to 53, I don't think has ever been as good as it is right now.
Not since 1999.
Since the return.
Yeah,
action.
You're right about that.
I think this is the best Browns team. And to say, just getting to the playoffs is enough, that's not good with me. we need to have a real standard for this team, and it should be get to the playoffs, win in the playoffs.
But your standard
They've
is unrealistic.
They've done more with less than they have
your
now.
Your standard is unrealistic. You said it yourself. You don't expect them to get to a Super Bowl.
That's do that, you even there's expect a difference between getting to a Super Bowl and winning a playoff game.
Do you even expect – okay, but I said just to make the playoffs is fine. But again, I have to look at where the quarterback is. They knew – the quarterback that they had was not going to get them to the place that they needed to go, which at that time, the Super Bowl was a standard.
And you're talking Baker Mayfield.
Yes, of course.
Could have been talking Joe
Flacco.
And
it might be the very, okay, fine, Baker Mayfield before.
Thank you.
And it might be it is the best roster that they've ever had. Mm-hmm. And I believe that a lot of these guys are going to play on this team, and it's very, very, very unlikely that they'll play in a Super Bowl for this football team, and that's unfortunate.
I agree.
So now I have to make the very best of this investment that we've been making since 2016.
And that's more than just making the playoffs. That's more than just making the playoffs. How about winning the division to start? How about winning a playoff game, getting to the divisional round?
Does Kevin Stefanski lose his job if they just make the playoffs?
No.
Nope.
No.
Does Andrew Berry lose his job if they just make the playoffs?
No.
Nope. Does Deshaun Watson get unseated if they just make the playoffs?
Maybe.
No, you know that's Maybe. Not true at
Maybe.
All. With $163 million left to pay Maybe. Off on that contract going into this year,
if they make the playoffs in spite of Deshaun Watson, there's a chance.
We just talked about there's no chance that they're going to make the playoffs in spite of him.
They can.
How?
They can make the playoffs in spite of him. If he's not a franchise, if he's just replacement level quarterback, they can make the playoffs. This
in the AFC?
That good. Yeah, the roster's that good, Ken. They have what should be the best
totally
defense in football.
Totally disagree.
They have the best defensive player in football. They should have a really good running game
you
again
two
when
of the
Nick
best
Chubb comes
you
back.
You play two of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, the entire NFL, in your division
yeah.
twice.
Go split with them and sweep the Steelers.
Okay, you can do that, but what about when you get to the AFC and you also have Mahomes and Allen, who are two of the best, and we haven't even mentioned Aaron Rodgers.
I don't
Hell,
see Allen
I didn't
on
even
the
take
schedule.
Him very seriously last year.
I don't see the Jets on the
okay,
schedule.
Okay, you still see Tua on that schedule.
Yeah, in December in
you
Cleveland,
still would probably
he's not
see,
winning that game.
You still would probably see just, oh, that's just a given that they're going to beat the Miami Dolphins.
Have you seen
Dolphins?
What Miami does in cold weather?
Trust me, I've seen what the Dolphins
At
have done in cold
in
weather
Cleveland
for a
in
long
December,
time.
They're not winning
but
that
you
game.
Can't just sit there in an NFL football game and say that it's guaranteed that the Dolphins are going to win that game in Cleveland. You can't just say it's guaranteed that the Browns are going to win that football game against the Dolphins. I'm not guaranteed that it is, but come on, this is the NFL, and that's a good talented football team. There's not a chance in hell
sure.
that it's just a gimme.
It's a very good talented football team that cannot play in the cold weather
so on
and
this,
can't
on
play
this
at
schedule,
night in
if
the cold
If we're
going
to do the entire schedule here, I don't even mean to play schedule game. I don't know what I'm going to get. Dak Prescott's still good, and that's still a talented football team, even though they have a big loss that had just happened on defense. Trevor Lawrence, I have no idea. He's still got talent in him. The Giants suck. Daniel Jones sucks, so I'm not even going to try to make that argument. Yep. Okay, the Raiders, the same situation. Washington, the same situation. That breaks our way. This is very good. But then you have Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia. I think that they're better than what people have said. We'll see what Sirianni wants to go ahead and do.
They're a little fishy.
I got Joe Burrow, which, yeah, I know Joe Burrow ain't that great against the Browns, but I can never just take him easily because he's not that great against the Browns. Same thing with Lamar Jackson, where you've won a few more games than what you want to recognize. Justin Herbert might be back by the time November 3rd comes around. November 17th, I don't know what type of Derek Carr I'm going to get. You have the Steelers, you have the Broncos. Those should be not easy, but winnable football games, but the Broncos are on the road, and that's always weird.
And Monday
you
night.
You got Pittsburgh coming up again for the second time in 3 weeks, and then you have two night games out of that, by the way. Then Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes. Well, we all know about Patrick Mahomes. I mean, for the love of God here, they are not going to make the playoffs again unless he's a capable, confident, and franchise quarterback. You just can't expect that to happen.
I
to
think
say that they're
going to
make it in
can.
Spite.
If he is average, they make the playoffs.
And if he's
zero
average,
doubt.
And if he's average, because of the money that's left on that contract, we will convince ourselves, and the Browns certainly will, that he is their franchise quarterback, and we will move forward. He will not be unsat during a season they make the playoffs when he's the quarterback, unless he is just that terrible and isn't playing and were to get benched.
I think,
and
if,
none of that's going to happen.
If he is just average, we are talking about whether or not they should draft a quarterback next year.
We are talking about it, but they're not going to do it.
They might. We don't know.
No. That's not an argument. You know damn well they ain't going to draft a quarterback if he's average.
How do I know that? How do I know that right now?
Because of the money that's left on it, Danny.
Yeah. It's, what, 2 years left and you got a rookie quarterback? Rookie contract quarterback?
And you're going to be very doable. You're going to be a playoff team, and you're going to draft at the back end of the first round a quarterback instead of helping out the situation you currently have. So we're going to get ready for this future year. What I've just been given this golden opportunity to extend things with the. I'm not going to resign him. I'm not going to sign. I get a golden opportunity to try to make my football team better and be able to move that roster, and I get a first round pick to help that out.
I thought you meant with Deshaun.
No, hell no. I'm talking about the draft pick there, because I could take a left tackle with that draft pick. I could take a wide receiver with that draft pick. Because we can argue about whether or not Andrew Berry's could have drafted wide receivers, but he's never had the opportunity to really draft one in the first round.
I don't think that's an argument.
Did a hell of a job trading for Amari Cooper.
He's done a great job with trades. He's done a terrible job with drafting that position.
No, Donovan Peoples-Jones was a sixth rounder. Almost had 1,000 yards that 1 year.
I still like Donovan Peoples-Jones.
216-474-0092. Is it just? I know I'm going to lose this argument. I know going in I'm losing this argument. Because I'm arguing with emotions, but I have to look at the common sense of it. The Guardians were not expected to be in the position they're at right now. And the Browns, by a lot of people outside of us, are not expected to be a guaranteed, bona fide playoff team. And you know it as well as I do. It's a quarterback league. He's going to have to play well for them to get to it. Are the playoffs enough for either one of these teams? 216-474-0092.
I still wanted to do a referendum, but the reaction is just too hot.
A referendum on what?
Well, you'll find out coming up here in a moment.
Okay.
Also, Mitch, please, coming up at 9:40. Do you have ready what you want to do for Mitch, please, at 9:40 there, Mitch?
Currently not. I do have a tease later on. I have a couple ideas in mind, including maybe a coach that may or may not be getting back into coaching.
Oh, you want to do that, do you?
Possibly.
All right. You go ahead and you do whatever you want to do. That's fantastic. All right, Mitch, please, coming up at 9:40. I'm getting a lot of pushback, Javi. And I knew, like, guys, I know I'm going to lose this fight. I know going in I'm going to lose this fight. But I don't believe I'm wrong, and I'm not just making things up to just get through the show. That's not the case of it. Is that I am looking at this from a prism of as realistic as I possibly can be. When they made the trade for Deshaun Watson, the trade was with the expectation to get to a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That was the expectation. That is no longer the expectation. It's just not the expectation. What I'm trying to do is to not have this season, if it doesn't go great, not go to hell. That's what I'm trying not to let this thing happen. Because there's things that I see, guys, I don't like. I don't like what I'm seeing with the offensive line right now. I don't like the lack of depth with the offensive line. I know that they could bring back Deontay Foreman. I know that there's some weird contractual wiggle room that's there with him that they have to get ironed out. So I don't think they're only going to have two running backs. This was explained. I think Albert Breer tried to explain it yesterday online. A couple other people had tried to explain it. So I don't think it's going to go that thin with just Jerome Ford and Pierre Strong for that long. I don't know what I'm going to get out of Jerry Jeudy. I'm worried about it. I'm worried about that it's going to become another bad situation at the wide receiver position the way that Elijah Moore was last year. And Elijah Moore, I think, had one of his better seasons statistically. He just hasn't been around very long. Amari Cooper, I don't want to waste his time. There's things that bother me here. I got to make the most out of this season, because I think that the window's closing very, very quickly. I talk about I mention the salary cap all the time, Danny, and I don't think it's a very realistic thing. I think it's an agreed-upon idea by the owners that they put in charge of each other, but there's always ways that teams, when they want to hold on to players, they seem to find ways around it. Yep. The whole point of restructuring a contract is a glorious way of being able to find your way around it. And remember, they didn't restructure his deal.
Correct.
Now, it doesn't need to be restructured, and that's something that the people who will not hear anything negative about Watson ever said will always say. And that part is true. But if they wanted to go out and get more, they could have done it by doing that. They don't want to do that. They want to go another year and not have to pay on the freight on the back end of it. If you go into next year and he plays well enough, then yeah, go ahead and restructure his deal. That's part of the goal here. I need him to play well, because I'm not getting out from underneath this albatross of contract for the next 2 years at least, after this season, by the way.
Right.
So I'm not getting out from underneath this thing. So making the playoffs to me and making most of the time we have with all these players I just mentioned with, is the best thing for us. It wasn't the goal to set things up. Yes, I've totally lowered my expectations for him. And you could say that's sad and pathetic, and guys should be fired over such a thing. but you want consistency. We get mad because we want these teams to win, and we want these teams to go out there and to accomplish the very best, and when they don't, we demand that they be fired, and then we turn right around and get mad because there's no consistency. You finally got your consistency that you wanted. Andrew Berry's been around for a while now. Kevin Stefanski's been around for a while now. As we've seen with a lot of teams in the NFL, consistency is better than switching it out every other year. That's why teams like Pittsburgh are taking it to the very hilt that they possibly can with Mike Tomlin, because they know in their own division what it's like to be yanking people in and out of positions, hiring and firing people all the time, and to see this craziness. They don't want to be that way. So, I have to put my foundation down on what this team is to be this year, and then at the end of it, I can go, all right, it didn't end the way we wanted it to because we wanted it to end the Super Bowl, but I don't have to fire anybody. I don't have to get rid of anybody in the front office either. I mean, other guys might go for other jobs. What the hell? I don't have to get rid of my coaching staff if they're not moving on to other positions. My quarterback played well enough to keep our head above water while we start to go through some of this roster change, because I don't think that we can make the playoffs in spite of Deshaun Watson. You and I just fundamentally disagree on that fact.
Right.
On that possibility.
So I think the thing we disagree on more is what the expectations should be. I don't think it's enough. And the fundamental thing that you and I agree upon here is that this roster is the best roster the Browns have had since they returned to the field in 1999. Correct. We agree there. I cannot say that as fact and have a coach who I really trust, a general manager who I think does a really fine job for the most part, and say, it's just enough to keep our heads above water. It's just enough to do just enough so no one gets fired. Yes, consistency, I want consistency. I want Kevin Stefanski to be the head coach of the Browns as long as he wants to be the head coach of the Browns. I want Andrew Berry to be the general manager, whatever his title is, for as long as he will be here. That's what I want. That consistency does matter. But when you take a look at what this team is, what this team should be, the amount of talent on this team, you cannot say to me, just making to the playoffs is enough.
Yes,
There need to be higher standards.
Yes, I can.
Your standards are
scared
right
now. I'm not scared of anything. What am I afraid of?
I'm telling you, I have done
nothing but tell you the truth for the last 40 minutes about this. I have done nothing but tell you the truth. Hold on. Do you think I'm afraid that Deshaun Watson might get a buyout at the end of this year? Do you think I'm afraid that we might have to fire a head coach and a general manager? I like these people personally, but I'm not afraid of any of this stuff. The only thing I'm afraid of, honestly, is the fans' feelings. That's it. Because you bought into this for the last 8 years. And the thing hasn't gone the right way, Danny. I'm not afraid of anything. Like, I'm on the cusp of cussing over here. Because all you, Kenny, you're afraid. I ain't afraid of anything. I am not afraid of this team failing. I'm not afraid of this team doing well. I'm telling you what the realistic expectation is, as the quarterback was dragging his shoulder around last year, and we were trying to find all the different ways in the world to make every single excuse in the book. I told you yesterday, and I'll tell you every day until they kick off Sunday at 4:25. Whatever happens against the Dallas Cowboys, boys, there won't be one bleeping excuse for anything that happens. I won't talk about shoulders. I won't talk about new offenses. I don't mention any of that stuff. If they go out there and they get their asses handed to them, I'll tell you they got their asses handed to them. If they go out there and they do the opposite, I'll be yelling Super Bowl, Super Browns. I will do that, but I will tell you that part as well. Guys, there are no excuses. This is the hilt. This is the season. I'm giving you the realistic thing that they talk about in the front office. I give you the realistic thing that the ownership group would sit down around a table and discuss. That's what it is, because they're not going to run their guys out of their own building for making the playoffs.
I'm not saying they should, but I'm saying we shouldn't be satisfied if they don't win playoff games.
Who's satisfied?
You, that's your standard.
I'm not
you're
satisfied.
Setting.
I said it's enough. It's enough to keep people
Being
employed.
Saying it's enough Who's is satisfied? Satisfaction.
Who is satisfied? I'm not satisfied.
When you say
I'm
it's enough, that's
I've never
satisfaction.
Said, have I said the word satisfied today?
You haven't said satisfied.
I have not said satisfied.
If it's enough,
I'm not satisfied.
Satisfied.
I have not once said satisfied.
Is.
You guys get all emotional. This is coming from me.
That's
you
what
guys
it
get
is.
All emotional because we traded this, that, and the other. We had Super Bowl dreams. Yeah, these things change. These
if
things
you're
change.
Not satisfied with them only making the
no
playoffs,
team
then that's
is
not your goal.
No team is satisfied not
you.
Winning a Super Bowl. I'm not satisfied not winning a Super Bowl. I'm telling you the realistic goal of the season.
Then your expectations should be higher.
Oh, my God. I ain't going to get through to you. I ain't going to get through to any of you. I might get through to Owen. Mitch,
no,
I can't see.
You won't be.
Why?
I'm stubborn.
Okay. 216-474-0092. I mean, you guys call me afraid of things. I think you guys are afraid of things. I think you guys don't have any faith in the quarterback. I think you guys have very little faith in the football team overall. I think you guys are afraid of things. So then we start talking tough. Super Bowl or bust. Why? To protect our own feelings? Is that what it is? Is that where we're at right now?
That we expect more out of them.
Do you really?
Yeah,
do
I have faith. I have faith in this entire roster. I don't have a ton of faith in the quarterback. I have faith in the entire roster around him.
I guess your expectations aren't going to be very high, because if the quarterback can't get it going, we ain't going very far, buddy.
And then
I'm
we'll
only just trying to be realistic
year.
With everybody. The feeling it out next year, the figuring it out next year is going to be an answer that nobody wants to talk about except for me, obviously. But I'm the one being said, Kenny, you're afraid. I'm the one who's scared. Okay.